Good morning, everyone. Shavuot Tov, top of the week. Today is Chaf Aleph, the 21st day of Kislev, Tavshin, Pei Aleph, 5781. We are continuing our Hashkafa Gems, our daily learning of personal growth and character development. We are thankful to our sponsors, Jerry and Reva Barbalat, who are sponsoring this week of learning in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Jerry's beloved father, of David Shimon Alter Ben Shlomo Ruvain. His neshama should have an aliyah. We are beginning a new section this week, defining arrogance, realizing what humility is, and the level of self-esteem that a person is supposed to have. We understand that few people believe themselves to be arrogant, and even fewer people aspire to be humble. The concept of gaiva and anivus, how they come together. In our competitive world, I think it goes without saying, of corporate ladder climbing, and social climbing, and keeping up with the Joneses, the trait of humility, of Aniva, seems to be some, to others, counterproductive. And yet, we can all recognize the value of having a good self-esteem. You need to be successful, oftentimes, which is powered and motored by having a healthy self-esteem. So how do these concepts come together? How does arrogance and humility and self-esteem interplay with one another? How highly should one think of oneself, and how lowly? What is the balance? So we begin this section by first defining what is arrogance. The definition of arrogance, very simply, is having an exaggerated sense of a person's importance, of a person's abilities. And the reason why this is so abhorrent to the Ribbono Shel Olam is because this is a direct contradiction to belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam's supremacy, which means when a person thinks that they have all of these exceptional attributes, these abilities that are beyond and are inflated from what they in fact actually are. So it's a contradiction to the way the Ribbono Shel Olam is the manig in the world. And we'll understand that a little bit more in detail as we learn this together. But we'll just start briefly by sharing a comment of the Malbim. And this teaching of the Malbim is very simply that arrogance, what it does, besides the fact that it is, as the Mishnah tells us, it's Moitzian es ha'adam min ha'olam, arrogance means thinking more of oneself than one really is. You're not supposed to think that you don't have skills and talents and calling, tafkid, purpose. But arrogance, says the Malbim, that ha'gaivahu midoima ve'enu emes. It is an illusion. It's not based on reality. It's not based on truth. It's rak be'etam ha'mizgavalai chutzala. It's an illusion contained solely within a person's head. But it's objectively not true. Objectively speaking, a person doesn't have those attributes. A person does not have those abilities. A person does not have those skills. And so therefore, what a person thinks of, it's not the emes, it's an illusion. And a person explains, a person who has gaiva, a person who is arrogant, is conceited. A person thinks then more of himself than what they really are. He is arrogant even without having any virtue over others. And sometimes what happens, it's fueled by a person wanting to be head over other people. Person wants to feel prominent and feel important. And of course, feeling important and feeling prominent is necessary in the context of healthy, balanced midos tovos. We're going to have to explore how that's in fact so. But in the context of sor meirah ve'aseh tov, as David HaMelech, King David, teaches us that first we have to eradicate the bad and then we'll be able to introduce the good. So first a person has to eradicate the arrogance, the gaiva, that crippling mida ra'a that a person, that we all unfortunately have, that attribute, that arrogance that people live with and sometimes think more of themselves than they should. And when a person thinks more of themselves than they should, has attributes and skills that they really don't have, they are in direct denial of the supremacy, the greatness, the godliness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to bring these all together, these points, the arrogance, the humility, the self-esteem. Start with the Rambam, Imritz Hashem, in the days ahead, today's teaching of the Malbim, and we'll understand that the arrogance is this magnification of one's own accomplishments and the positive attributes to the point that one overlooks the shortcomings, expects praise from others, and even looks down on people considered less accomplished than oneself. So we'll work on this Imritz Hashem today and every day. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll look forward to continuing our learning together. Everybody should have an uplifted, healthy, happy, and a holy day.